Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today with the guys at the Lake Fork Meat Fest, that is the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite, I thought we'd talk about how Texas grows them so big. So who better to talk to than Bass Conservation Director and Hall of Famer Gene Gilliland? Also, the St. Croix Bassmaster Open season has hit a pause, so let's visit with Tournament Director Hank Weldon about how it's going. And one of those anglers is Troy Swindle, who just had a big day in Gunnersville. So we'll chat with him as well about Tennessee River fishing. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, with the uniqueness of what's going on at Lake Fork, and of course, we've seen them catching the big ones right off of the bat, big bags, that's what we expect. A lot of century belts, we're going to see that at Lake Fork. But with the uniqueness of this tournament and the catch and release type scenario, I thought, you know what, let's talk to Gene Gilliland. He's originally from Texas, lives in that part of the country, lives in Oklahoma, and spends a lot of time in Texas as well. But Texas has been a model for a lot of the country for their fisheries management. And Gene joins us now on the VMC Hook. Gene, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Just talk about this a little bit, about what Texas has done in terms of fish management, because it seems to me that, you know, this Sharelunker program and how they have managed their bass, it seems to be a model for really for the entire country, right?
I think so. Texas has been blessed by having, first, a lot of water. Mm-hmm. It's a big state. They have lots and lots and lots of reservoirs. Nature's been very kind to them in terms of the climate that helps produce a lot of fish. And then Texas Parks and Wildlife has what I would call a very bass-centric model. They really value bass fishing and the bass fisheries around the state. And so they've put a lot of effort into not just the management, but who they hire as biologists to work these lakes, that really understand bass fishing and the customer, so to speak. And so, yeah, you know, in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot of states that are doing a lot of great things for bass fishing. Texas gets a lot of the publicity, partly because it's just so darn big.
Yeah.
And obviously the Sharelunker program, the Toyota Sharelunker program that they started many years ago, has been a highlight of trying to produce trophy size fish. They stock a lot of fish around the state, and they'll tell you it's not to put more bass in those lakes. It's to try to influence the genetics of those lakes to produce those potentially Sharelunker size 13-pound and over bass. And over the years, it has been a really big success in producing trophy-sized fish in a lot of the lakes they have around the state.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. We just saw last weekend a Kentucky Derby where every single horse in the Derby was a descendant of Secretariat. Now, you're talking about, you know, 616 foals in Secretariat's lifetime, and so that spreads, you know, to thousands of horses and so on. But talk about the genetics of that. You know, does a big bass really create a big bass? I mean, is that, or is it something where it's just based on how they feed or the habitat that they're in and so on? Or is there something genetically that where they're genetically predisposed to big bass make big bass?
Yeah, well, there is a genetic component, and it's we don't know all the very, very fine details, but in the DNA, you know, if you look at any bass population, there's going to be some runts. There's going to be a lot of fish that are just average. And there's going to be those ones out on the other end of that bell curve that are the what I would call rabbits. They're the ones that grow fast, get big. And over the years, what Texas has been able to do is use those trophy-sized fish and mate them with other trophy-sized fish, males and females, and try to pass on that those genes that create the potential for trophy-sized fish. Now, every egg that those fish spawn out may not turn into a 13-pounder, but, you know, a certain percentage of them have the right combination of genes to turn into those big fish. Mm-hmm. And so what's happened now over the years, they've been doing this long enough in Texas that actually all of the brood stock that they use in their hatcheries are descendants of some of those share Lunker 13-pound fish. So all of the fish that they stock now have the potential to have those genes. Mm-hmm. and produce, you know, trophy-sized bass. They call them the Lone Star bass is what they the name they've given to their hatchery production now.
Now,
and so, you know, that way they're able to spread those potential trophy genes pretty much through all the lakes around the state that they stock.
So are these all native Texas bass, or, you know, because we hear so much about Florida strain bass being, you know, introduced into so many different states. Weren't Florida strain bass introduced into Texas waters at one point?
Correct. Yes. Almost all of these fish are Florida strain or Florida bass. They brought Florida bass in the early 70s. And as an experiment, and then it just kind of caught on. It, you know, the climate was right, the habitat was right, the forage base. You got all those ingredients that, like I said, nature's been very kind to them in that respect. And then with the management, with length limits and their stocking program, that sort of thing, they have really developed a lot of quality fisheries. But almost all of these trophy-sized fish, they're either going to be pure Floridas or a very high percentage of Florida genes, and that's what typically turns into these Lunker sized fish.
Yeah, Director of Conservation for Bass is Gene Gilliland. He is also a Hall of Famer, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer. So, you know, that's a pretty exciting thing as well. And, you know, in your lifetime, what you have seen around the country is, you know, the catch and release effort, whether it's catch, weigh, and release or catch and release, bringing them to bringing them to a weigh-in and then having them released through a trailer or at the dock or from a release boat. It really has been an amazing phenomenon, all really started by Ray Scott back in the late 60s. You know, and I've had people ask me, like, what do you do with those fish that you catch? You know, do you eat them? Do they die? You know, what happens? And I'm like, oh, no, they go back in the water. I mean, that'd be like a baseball player eating his glove, man. That's our sport. But it really is amazing what we have seen, you know, over the last 50 years, I guess now, and how it has developed and how the fishery has developed over the years.
Yeah, it you know, like you said, 40, 50 years ago, if you looked at the surveys that state agencies do, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% or so of the bass that people caught went home to be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look across the country, the catch and release ethic has caught on so strongly that it's probably on the order of 5% of black bass that get caught that are actually harvested. Now, obviously, there's going to be a few places, lakes, rivers, whatever, where the harvest is much higher than that. But on average, the catch and release ethic has gotten so pervasive among bass anglers that it's almost sacrilege to kill a bass anymore. And in some places, that's been very important in helping to restore or maintain the quality of fishing. In other places, we're actually seeing where it wouldn't be a bad thing for people to keep harvesting a few more fish, because right. at some point, some lakes, you get too many. You have too many hungry mouths for the amount of food out there, and you wind up kind of with a stunted population. And so following the regulations, if people want to keep some fish, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it's you know, what I always try to describe the fish population is a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid, it's broad, it's wide, there's lots of little fish. As you go up the top of the pyramid, those bigger, older fish are more and more rare, and those are the ones we want to release. If you want to eat some, take some home, think about the bottom of the pyramid. That's where you've got fish that are good to take home.
And also better tasting, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, those 2-pounders are you know, a lot better tasting than the big ones if you're going to do that. And of course, we learn that about pond management too a lot. You know, you got to harvest a certain amount of fish if you're looking to grow big fish in a private pond or something along those lines.
And we see the exact same thing now in a lot of the reservoirs, even though they're much bigger bodies of water. We still have those same principles apply.
Gene Gilliland has been our guest. Gene, I appreciate you so much. It's always great to catch up. Enjoy the weekend in Texas, and we'll look forward to chatting again down the road. Coming up next, St. Croix Bassmaster Opens Tournament Director Hank Weldon will join us right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, now that we have reached, basically we're at the halfway point of the Elite Series, and of course the Elite Boys are out there at Lake Fork now. Hopefully you've been watching that. It's very, very exciting. It always is at Fork. But the Opens, I mean, these are the guys that are trying to get into that Elite Series, and they have now run five of their eight tournaments. And there's a little bit of a pause here, a little bit of a break here, as the next Open won't be until the Upper Chesapeake Bay event, which is coming up in July, late July as well. So I thought, you know what? This is the first year under this format. So I thought, let's talk to Hank Weldon. He is the tournament director for the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven, and he joins us now in the VMC hook. Hank, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you, man?
I am fantastic. Were you, like, looking forward to this little spot in the schedule when it first came out? You thought, well, let's see. Now, we'll have this Tom Bigby in mid-April, and then we'll get a little bit of a break before you get back at it in July.
Yeah, you know, if you'd asked me that in January, I probably would have said, no, it'll be a little weird. But based on the spring and the challenges we've had with Mother Nature, it's a welcome pause. But, you know, it's the same thing as it's a pause from being on the road, but we're getting with it, trying to get 26 locked in now too. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice to settle down for a little bit and start planning on our final push for the Opens. Like you said, we got three left, two in Division One and one in Division Two. And then we'll have our elite qualifier class after that. So some exciting things to come and to build up to leading into summer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I want to say, three of the five events so far ended up being shortened at some particular point in time. Is that correct? Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, I mean, we had the, you know, and it's all, like, I don't want to call it unprecedented, but it's just been a very active spring. You look at, like, the historic flooding they had in Arkansas. The lake came up 19 feet in a little less than 24 hours. The fluke snowstorm we had at Clark's Hill, right? They had snow on the beach in the south. You know, that hadn't happened. It broke like an 1895 record or something.
Right.
So that got us there. And then Sam Rayburn, you know, I would say if there's any of them that I could have said, yeah, that's a possibility of happening, it's probably Sam Rayburn. Cause, you know, you can get hit with those big cold fronts in February. And we did, but it's been weird. It's been really weird, but, you know, all sites moving forward. We're where we are now, we've got an interesting AOI shaping up, and it's going to be a race to the finish for sure.
I'm going to ask you the question that people have asked me because I haven't been able to answer it. When an elite event, when that happens, you know, they'll finish on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, whatever they got to do. In this particular case, how come you do not use the, you know, the rest of the weekend, in your case, Sunday, or even pushing it to Monday in those scenarios?
Right. It's such a challenge because a lot of it, if you look, so I can name you multiple reasons. We'll start with our tournament logistics reasons, right? We in every one of those cases, there was a tournament the next week. The equipment's rolling out. Got to get somewhere. It may have to get to an elite event. We had, the Rayburn tournament. Yeah, I mean, we had several elite anglers. They started their practice the next day, you know, so we had to be aware of that. The other one, it's just, you know, we don't want to, there may be a logistical way to do it at one tournament, but we don't want to do it at one and not be able to do it at the other. So we made that decision, and that's really always been the case with the Opens, and really any of the other events. You know, we run 54 events a year. There's no extensions after that finish line prescribed date outside of the Elites and the Classic. You know, hopefully this is an anomaly year. I mean, I've been running tournaments, and these, you know, it's just one of those things. It wasn't even, you know, borderline calls. It was,
oh yeah,
the weather's just brutal. I mean, it's just been brutal this year. So, you know, hate it's happened. I hate it for anglers. That's where it really, really, you know, I won't say bothers me, but it really, you know, you're aware of it. You hate it for them because they put all their time and effort into it, and then to get a weathered, shortened event is very unfortunate, especially for them. And so, you know, it does really, it's not an easy call, but at the same time, we want to keep the anglers safe. And, you know, we could do a whole show on that, but
yeah.
You know, we're ready for some full run events as we close the year out.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Anyway, you know, my boys in Florida are saying, well, come on back down here, bring it down here early in the year. We'll be able to get those events in.
That's right.
So you do have, of course, three more events. It's been fascinating, the five events that you've held so far, a fascinating mix of some locals that have done damage and then some guys that are not locals, you know, that have won. So you've kind of had both of those, but none seem to be a cherry picker. You know what I mean? It seems to be in every case, these are guys that are looking to try and make it to the EQ series in the fall.
Yeah, and we're seeing some mixed presentations too. You know,
yeah,
we've got your electronics play, but you look like the Columbus, the 10 Tom we were just at. I mean, man, that was a good old school May or late April river fishing in the South. It was fun to watch, especially Browning. It's awesome to watch Browning do his work, his magic, and show really his knowledge and ability to break down a river system. But you're right. I mean, it's been a mix of old, young, local, seasoned pro, you know, committed year-long pro. It's really not been a consistent theme with, you know, who's going to do well, who's not going to do well. It's been fun to watch that mix this year.
Yeah, well, I love that Trey Schroeder won that tournament too, because here, you know, here's a young kid that, you know, sure, he can scope, he likes to scope and so on, but he fished this thing like in less than 3 feet of water the whole time. And you know, there's this narrative out there that these young guys are one-trick ponies. They're not, and Trey Schroeder showed that. It was like, okay, you know, fine, we gotta rip all this electronic stuff off of this thing. I'm going right here within eyesight almost of the ramp, and I'm gonna fish, you know, in this super shallow water, and he gets the victory, going head to head with a veteran like Stephen Browning. So I thought that was really cool as well. That's a good storyline.
Oh, it was fantastic. And he pulled an old Iaconelli. You know, Iaconelli always was that angler that would put the trolling motor down at takeoff and fish in front of the crowd. And he caught the winning fish, the fish that put him over the mark. I mean, within eyesight of our weigh-in stage, it was fun to see. Yeah, and watch him, you know, do that finger quote old school fishing with a swim jig in his hand. It was a cool event, man. We hadn't been there in over 20 years, and we were glad to return. That town was great. I mean, that was, and just like Mountain Home was too.
Yeah.
You know, places we haven't been to in a long time. Not to take anything away from the other places, because they've all been fantastic. But those two, which were the most recent, were really fun.
So three big tournaments coming up, July 23rd through the 25th at the Upper Chesapeake, and then St. Lawrence River out of Waddington. Now, that's a river only deal, right? They're not going
to be river only.
River only, right. Which is exciting. That's July 31 through August 2. And then 2 weeks later, finishing up Leech Lake, which showed out so well last year up in Minnesota. So you got a nice run to this. What has been, how has the response been from the anglers with this new system? Because they're fishing these tournaments, but it's all about getting into that EQ field where everything gets zeroed back out. You know, it's not like you're carrying those points over into the fall. So what has the response been from the guys?
You know, you always watch the stress mount up as we go through the year. I don't feel like we will get to that point. There's no doubt. But I don't feel like we've gotten to that point quite yet. And, you know, like you said, we're five through at this point, which would be over halfway through the old format, too. So there would really be some really starting to get some pressure. But, you know, I think we did the math, and even if you're in like 130th still in Division II, you're a top 10 away from from getting inside that top 50. So there's still a lot of people mathematically eligible to get inside that top 50 and, you know, win, go to the Classic, you know, you name it. So that I would say that's probably been the main thing. I think guys like the format. They're excited to see what the EQs are going to be, and that's where we're in full plan mode for that. And again, like I said, the 26th season, but, you know, we're all steam ahead on focusing on those EQs and making those a special series for these anglers. Again, the goal is to do well in the opens, and if you qualify for the EQs, that's going to be considered a successful season. That's what we want, at least. And then if you go on to punch your ticket to the elites, that's just, you know, gravy on the top. for what you've accomplished this year.
You know, even in Division One, it's a similar scenario going on right now. I mean, there is a log jam from 50 to 70, basically. I mean, there's a heck of a log jam with a lot of guys still kind of positioning themselves or getting in position to make it to the EQs in the fall. And then the other part of that is I talked to a number of the elite guys, and a lot of guys, elite guys, are saying, yeah, we're going to, you know, they're all qualified to jump into the EQs as well for more opportunities to get into the Classic, more opportunities to hold their position in the elites, and, you know, make some money because there's some pretty good cake in those tournaments as well. So it seems like a number of guys are very interested in fishing them. Now, we'll see when you come to that point in time, you know, when it, for registration, but there seems to be a lot of guys interested in fishing those.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we kind of you're looking at when we first went to the drawing board with it, 50 from each side. You know, that was to get us around 100. Now we will have some duplications, and there won't be any work down. Some, you know, if you it's top 50 in the AOI or better, because there's really no way to sell a tie. Well, we give this angler a berth in this division, but not the other. So that's where it's going to be a hard stop at the top 50. And then we got a few anglers coming over from Juan Bass and the Bass Nation. And then really that elite series field is really what's going to determine where we land on those, on that final field. And we're still thinking 130. You know, yeah. 130, maybe to 150. I think that would be the high end, but I think 130 is probably going to be about where we settle in when it's all said and done for these. And that's a pure guess. Yeah. But I feel like that's where we'll land.
Right. And it's important to know too. I mean, you know, it's 50 from each division, but the duplicates, it could end up being a total of 80 or 82 or whatever. If you have 10 or 12 guys that are in both sides, you're not going down the list as well. And then you fill in with the rest. Hank Weldon has been our guest. Hank, I appreciate you so much, man. Great stuff. And we look forward to seeing you out there. If I don't see you before, I certainly will see you in the fall at the EQs.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thanks, Tommy. I'll have a good summer. We'll see you and be watching for Chesapeake. That's the next stop.
All right, man. Good stuff. There you go. Hank Weldon does a tremendous, tremendous job running the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series presented by Seven. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Trace Swindle will join us next. We'll do a little technique of the week with him right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, now a chance to talk to a young man who is fishing the Opens. He's fishing one division of the Opens, and he right now is clinging to 47th place. So he's close right now. He's in with two tournaments to go in his division of the Opens. He also fished a tournament last week that we talked about and that I fished in as well, the big charity event for the Alabama Children's Hospital, and that was on Gunnersville. He finished second, 3 ounces off of the lead with a 26-pound bag there. He is a Phoenix Pro as well, and he is our good friend Trey Swindle. Trey, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a minute. I when I seen you at the weigh-in, I was hoping we'd get to talk pretty soon because it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, I talked about there, we share a great sponsor as well in North Alabama Mortgage, Brian Hammaker and his team. You know, they sponsor you. They sponsor Bassmaster Radio as well. And, you know, just great folks to have a heart for fishing. And old Hammaker, he's like Hammaker to Hammer. You know, he's a pretty good little fisherman himself, you know.
He is. He'll sneak up on you and catch one. I just talked to him the other day, and he's been dying to go. I want to get him out there on Gunner's one. He's been dying to fish out deep and try to learn that too. So he's a fisherman at heart, I promise you that.
He and I traveled down to Okeechobee together last year for an open, back when they had co-anglers in the open, and he finished in the money. He took a nice little check, you know, down there. So yeah, he knows what he is doing too. The only problem with him is that he's not in a Phoenix. We got to get him in a Phoenix. That's what we get. That's what we need.
We
got to
get him in a Phoenix.
You're running at 721. I run the ZXL, which is basically the same hull. And, you know, I was running the PHX. They discontinued that line and come out with the ZXL. I love that thing. And I don't know if it's my imagination or what, but, man, it was amazing. You know, we had some rough water last weekend at that tournament at Gunnersville. It got blowing pretty good out on the main lake. And, man, it was just amazing. My co-angler said to me, I can't believe how smooth this boat is, you know, running over the top of these waves. And it just does such, it performs just so well.
That's for sure. And like I said, I got the 721 Pro XP. My buddy that I fished with in that tournament has the ZXL like you got. And I thought my boat rode good. And it does ride great. But when we practiced out of his, and I told him the same thing. I was like, man, I feel like this boat rides 100 times better than mine, and mine rides good. That new ZXL is legit, and it's got a little bit more, you know, front deck room.
Yeah.
You know, other than the old 721, which I love. I mean, it is an awesome boat.
When moving the electronics to dead center and moving it up a little bit, it felt like it was a much bigger deck. I kept measuring it, and it was like, yeah, it's pretty much the same, but they brought it up a little higher, which makes it feel bigger. And then also the trolling motor, you know, secures off a little further off to the side, and with the electronics then in the dead center position, it just feels like a bigger deck now. I mean, it's just very, very fishable.
It really does, and I love the way they upgraded the shrouds as well. You know, they got the fully fiberglass shroud for your graphs, which is key. You know that as well for that rough water and some of the places we travel and go. That's key. So, Yeah, it's awesome. It may be not, you know, measurement-wise, it might not be too much bigger, but it dang sure seems like it's a whole lot bigger when you're standing up there.
Yeah, it fishes bigger, and that's for sure. Trey Swindle with us. If you're wondering, yes, he's the nephew of Gerald Swindle as well. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's so many different ways to catch him on Gunnersville right now. I know that you were offshore. We'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. But I'll tell you what, I didn't really feel like running around much with that rain coming down early. I was boat 25. I just snaked my way through all the other boats. I actually went right under the culvert, and I was throwing a frog by the golf course while they were still calling off boats. I think they were at about 45 or something, and I was already throwing a frog. I caught a 6 and a 5 back there, throwing a frog and swimming a worm in that shallow grass in probably 18 inches of water with the frogfish. I mean, it was right up against the break wall. And then, you know, I couldn't put anything significant size-wise with it, so I ended up with somewhere over 17 pounds. But, you know, a lot of guys were offshore as well, and the offshore bite was good. But that just tells you how healthy that lake is. You can go frog them up like I did, or you can go out there and throw a big crankbait like you did.
It is awesome, man. That's one of the things that I think is very underrated about Gunnersville, and that's why I love fishing big tournaments there, because no matter what time of the year that you go there, it seems like it's never too crowded. Because, you know, if you go in July, you might have guys running 20, 30 miles up the river to flip grass and throw a frog. You might have guys on the lower end fishing out deep. You know, you might have guys fishing brim beds or steel sight fishing. There's just so many different things and different ways to catch them on Gunnersville, which is one of the things, that's the reason I think that what makes that lake so good.
I've been fishing that lake probably, I don't know, 16, 17 years now. It does seem to be, and I don't know if it's the advent of the electronics and where we're at now or whatever, but I remember back then, it seemed to be that those schools would move out onto a ledge and they would hang out there and be there for like half the summer. It seems like now it's like 2 weeks and then they scatter, you know, a little bit. Am I going to the wrong spots, or have you found kind of the same thing, that those offshore schools seem to break up quicker now than they used to?
I think it all comes with pressure. You know, nowadays mapping has gotten so good, and a lot of these young guys like myself, you get to spend so much time out there. And once you learn to read like a, you know, any kind of the map, they're all great. The Sea Map and the Lake Master, which the Garmin mapping's great. But once you learn to read that map, there's really no secrets. That's how good the mapping is. So you can look, you know, I could zoom out on a picture of Browns Creek and point you right where they're going to be. And that's how a lot of these guys have gotten nowadays. So what I've seen is I have different places, you know, because I've grew up on Gunnersville fishing my whole life. I say my whole life, since I was 14, 15 years old. And what I've noticed is they like to get certain places early in the year. And then it seems like once they get pressured, they kind of move away, or they'll scatter. There won't be very many there, but they'll move 400 or 500 yards to a different place. So I've got different schools that set up different times of the year and stretch all the way out through September, October, you know. So it's kind of crazy how it works, but I think they just adapt, man. I think once they get so much pressure, they'll move to a different place. And that's why I notice different schools of mine being, they'll be gone one day and then, you know, 2 months later in July or August, they'll be back.
Yeah.
And I just think it's all pressure related.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that define the ledge differently. I mean, there are places, you know, in that Miracle Mile area, you know, right around Goose Pond, where it's a ledge, but it's like 6 feet deep or 5 feet deep. You know, you're in the river channel. You could be sitting in 20-something feet of water, but it's just, it's shallow, it's grassy, it's that kind of a ledge. And then there's other spots where there are ledges, and, you know, those ledges are 18 to 20 feet deep, and they're, you know, they're hard spots or shell beds and so on, right? So, I mean, it's, you know, ledge fishing means a lot of different things to different people.
Yeah, for sure. It's a broad statement when you say, especially, you know, on Gunnersville, when you say you're offshore, because if you want to get technical, you know, chatterbaiting out there in the spring, you're still offshore, because right. it's very rare, you know, that I'm throwing at the bank at Gunnersville. But you're exactly right. You know, you got that stretch from Seabold to Goose Pond that's got all those ditch mouths and little creek channels winding out to the river. And at the mouth of them, it might not be but 8 feet deep on the edge of the grass, you know, but there might be a school of fish that like to swim up and down that little river ledge right there, even though it might not be deep. But you might get down towards Honeycomb, down towards the dam, and actually be on a river ledge where there's a school of fish sitting in 25 feet. You know, so like I said, it just depends on where you're at on the lake and what time of the year it is. But like I said, that's another reason why I think Gunnersville is so special, because boats just spread out. You can fish your comfort zone and kind of do what you like.
Trey Swindle with us here, and just coming off of a nice tournament and a 200-boat event where he finished second with 26 pounds in that one, along with his partner. All right, so let's do a little technique of the week. You know, it can be very daunting. You think Tennessee River, you think ledges, whether it's Pickwick or Gunnersville or Wheeler or whatever it may be. So talk about how you even get started to find these spots. You know, you talked about map study, but when you're talking about finding a little spot where there's a hump, where the shells have stacked up and it's a shell bed and so on, how do you even start to find those places?
So this is what I've done, and I've done it. I've done mine just from, you know, trial and error. So This is the way that I grew up doing it. And because, you know, at Gunnersville, we get a lot, you know, if you get a lot of rain, there's a lot of current. You also have barge traffic. And what I've noticed over the years is if a barge drives, if they decide to cut the river channel, you know, and cut through the buoys, it could cause a shell bed to come up, or it could cause a shell bed, or it could turn up the bottom, you know, and move shell. So there's a lot of different factors that go into it. What I like to do personally, no matter what mapping you run, you can do it on any of the maps. This is the way I do it. I run Humminbird Lake Master just because that's what I grew up fishing. That's what I'm used to. I like to get on there, and I like to go to depth highlight. And what I do is I highlight 15 feet, and then I do plus or minus 2 feet. So that's going to highlight 13 to 17 feet. And what I've noticed is it'll highlight that green on my map or whatever color you set it up to highlight.
Right.
And so at Gunnersville, I like it about that 13 to 17 range, 14, 16, somewhere in there. But different places I go throughout the country, it's the same way. But, you know, maybe let's say we're in Texas or, you know, somewhere where they get out deeper, you might want to put that range at 18 to 22, you know, maybe, or whatever, like you're depending on whatever, like, or depth they kind of set up in. At Gunners, what seems to be like the 14 to 16 feet range is key for me. And now that might mean a high spot, you know, on the edge of the river channel. So you'll see a little strip of green, which means it comes up and then it drops off right there on the edge of it. That's kind of the way that I've learned to do it. And I can just zoom out on my map. And like I said, I can see those little highlighted green places and know that's a great place to start looking. And once I idle one and notice that there's shell there, there might be a school there, I zoom out and I look all over the lake and try to find stuff that looks just exactly like that. So that's the way I've done it. Not saying that's the best way, but that's the way that I learned to do it.
Yeah, Trey Swindle with us. That makes a lot of sense. All right, 47th in the points right now. Got to stay in that top 50 for the EQs. You got two events left in your division. You're going to a place that you tore them up on the Upper Chesapeake, and you had the unfortunate scenario where, you know, you didn't have the insurance certificate with you and so on, and that ended up costing you. You were in the top, I think, two at that time, or leading, you know, when that happened. And then also the St. Lawrence River, you know, a place that it will be a river-only deal this year. So just talk about those final two events and your confidence going into those.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this, that whole Chesapeake Bay thing, it's really hard on me. You know, I feel like that was mine to lose, and I definitely obviously lost it. So going back there, man, I wouldn't say that I'm confident. You know, that's not a place I know very well. That was the first time I'd ever been to a tidal fishery, you know, period. So I wouldn't say I'm confident, but I'll tell you this, you know, I'm going there to win. Like, I think, if you could tell me right now I could win that or the Bassmaster Classic in the next 2 years, I'd pick that one just for myself, you know, not necessarily because of the money or anything like that. Obviously, the Classic's the biggest tournament you could fish, but just for myself and what I put, you know, myself through and my parents through at that tournament, man, I would love to walk away from that one with a trophy. So I'm going to fish to win at that one. I'm in 47th in the points. And I mean, I want to win one. I would love to win that one out of all of them. And then I got the St. Lawrence River after that one, which is a place I don't know very well at all. My travel partner, Zach Guttremont, guides over there, and I'm sure he'll be able to help me point me in the right direction. But man, I'm looking forward to that next one. Like I said, if I was able to walk away with that one with a win, that would be big for me mentally.
Trey Swindle has been our guest. Trey, we're pulling for you, man. I appreciate you, and good luck out there this summer.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Trey Swindle. That's a good kid. That's a good kid right there. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one live scope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Well, the negative Nellies out there are having a field day, and one of the latest claims is that multiple guys are getting ready to quit professional fishing. This, along with many of the claims on the interwebs, is quite laughable, especially when you see the number of anglers pining to make that exclusive field of elites. And those that do make it are extremely grateful to be there and fight like the Dickens to stay. Now, are there guys getting ready to retire or move on? Sure, there's always some attrition, but there are a couple of hundred guys fishing the open circuit, ready to snap up one of those coveted spots. And behind those guys are hundreds fishing in college and more in high school, working their way up. Not to mention the nation guys who'd like a bite at the apple as well. People leave all sorts of professions every day, but nature abhors a vacuum, and the next wave of talented pros is well on their way. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.